Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you.
Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
All right, good morning, friends. Good morning, probably some new friends. Let's do some housekeeping. First off, $10,000 for the troops. Thank you to everyone who keeps sending in your cards. Hall Day. A giant amount of those upstairs this morning.
Yeah.
A pretty large
let me
little
see real
stash.
Quick, if there's anything in here that tells us who did them, there are a bunch of coloring sheets.
Please tell me there's something to ID. I don't imagine there is.
Thank you for
is.
Your service, and they're really cute.
Yeah, they're adorable.
Oh, they're kids. So, like, this is Leslie. She's 9.
Oh,
but
Lord.
I don't think I have, like, a group name.
Okay.
Abigail, 11. So they're all different kids.
Well, whoever was doing them, thank you, because they're all like the cutest thing ever.
There's so many of them. I'm going to have to count them here in a bit.
Remember, the 26th, the deadline is the 26th, which means you still have plenty of time to get us your cards. Yes, you can drop them off at the Bull Studios. Yes, you can drop them at Mack Hike. Chevy, yes, you can mail them to us. All of these options work.
And remember, you can make a card.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy a card. We've had a lot of those lately, and those are great. Just put a little message inside, sign your name, good to go. You can download our coloring sheet, the one that we have available, the bullhouston.com. Also have them here at the studios if you were dropping off and just wanted to grab a few more. They're available at Mack Hike Chevy. So tons of ways that you can get involved. We just hope that you do. Doesn't have to be 100 cards. Could be 10 cards. Could be one card.
Just one card. Yeah, whatever you feel
Every
led to do.
Every little bit helps. We are trying to get 10,000. We'll give those to our friends at Boots for Troops. And then Jimmy and his team, they're going to put them in the world's greatest care packages.
And when we mean the world's greatest care packages,
we mean it.
The world's greatest care packages, because, I mean, I don't know anyone that goes to that level other than Boots for Troops. It's absolutely amazing. So, again, get your cards in. Please find more info at thebullhouston.com. Second piece of housekeeping today. Morgan Wallen tickets.
We have them.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And not just tickets, although that would be enough to get hype about at
That'd
this
be enough
point.
For us to be very excited on. Yes.
Yeah. No, these are in the pit.
Pit tickets.
Yes.
Morgan Wallen, pit tickets.
Right.
Up close, personal. See him sweat.
Like as close as you can possibly get. We're not going to waste
feel
your time.
Feel sweat.
Yeah, we're just going to feel
sweaty
sweat.
How sweaty does he get? Well, you know, like if it's
like you think he's that sweaty.
Hot city. I'm just saying,
like he's gonna whip his head and then all of a sudden shower the
maybe.
Hey, you know, I don't know how that guy lives. Maybe, yeah, it's anything is possible. It's gonna be a very muggy day.
Sure, that's a fantasy of one or five ladies. We'll see.
I don't think anyone's gonna mind who has those seats. What can we? Because
what do we know?
That's what I mean. We don't know.
This was
what
all
we're
happening yesterday.
Yeah.
When we were gone,
right.
And so we were getting bits and pieces from Nick.
Yes.
And then Nick posts that we should give all the details around 9:20 or something to that effect. So I'm going to guess we're going to get an email around that time, but no one wanted us to know before.
Okay, so we're gonna try to...
I do know it's tomorrow.
Yes, the giveaways are tomorrow.
We're wall to wall on Wednesday.
Yeah, whatever that entails,
yeah.
I guess, but we will find out at the latest this morning. At the latest. We will tell you sometime around 9:20. So there you go. I feel like we've gotten everything we need to address out of the way, like at this point. But yeah, just bear with us. Tomorrow we are going to. And good Lord, the desperation out there.
Oh yeah, I saw it online.
We understand.
Fever pitch.
Yeah, we're not playing around with you.
We're gonna make it simple.
Yeah, I. How
I mean,
can
we
I say that,
involved,
Katie? I don't. Yeah, it's very likely since our creative is not really involved in this. This is going to be very, very cut and dry, which is honestly for the best.
Yeah.
Love it. Thank you for being here, guys. Good morning. It's Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Good morning. What's coming up in trending?
Work is breaking your brain.
Of course it is.
Work is actually breaking your brain.
Yes, yes. Slowly or quickly? How, it depends.
I'm going to say it depends.
Yay.
How many hours a week are you clocking? We'll get into this coming up next. What's trending with Frito and Katie?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
A new study found working too much breaks your brain. It yep. literally changes
yes.
the structure of your brain.
I'm in no way surprised by this news.
What's
not,
the magic number?
Of like the
working
hours?
10 hours. Working at all. Working over 50 hours a week.
50 hours a week.
Really starts to mess with you.
Really?
Your memory, your attention span, decision-making skills. Makes you moody. Duh.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, I absolutely true.
I would love to see this study redone in a different field because I have some questions here, but we will get into this.
Okay.
Hopefully it will convince you to take a day off or book a vacation coming up very shortly. But before we get back to that, let's talk the Army's 250th anniversary military parade.
Right.
Like Saturday was the Army's birthday.
250 had a years.
Big old parade. And Warren Zeiders was there. Only you wouldn't have known it if you were watching NBC.
Really?
This celebration that's happening on the National Mall today for the Army's 250th birthday. I don't know who this is singing right now, and I probably should.
We were told there would be a surprise. I was also hoping we would be told who the surprise is, but this is, I'm sure, an important booking.
Anyone in our control room has an idea, we'd love to hear it just for folks who are watching.
I would be so mad.
Well,
I mean, I'd be sitting there trying to Google the song.
Okay, I can understand. There's
These
a
things
lot
happen.
Going on.
They do.
There's a lot going on if you're doing like a parade and they're just throwing shots at you. Like, you know, it's coming up on screen in front of you and you're like, I think I know that. I mean, it's not easy. Not easy. And I don't know.
But to admit you don't know it, you could have just said, we were told it was a surprise. And what a surprise it is.
Exactly, exactly. You just kind of keep on rolling with it. I don't know why they would just immediately be like, I have no clue who this dude is.
Comment on his hair.
No clue. Yeah,
that's beautiful.
Exactly.
He gives you material. Work with it. In other news, the hummingbirds.
Mm.
Do we have a lot of hummingbirds out here?
I've seen a couple.
We had a lot in San Antonio.
They're not, I don't think there's common. I've seen several. Yeah. I don't know how, I don't think there's any, I don't think the air is thick with them or anything, but
right.
they do exist.
Right.
They're still around.
Okay.
You know?
So I know everyone loves hummingbirds.
Yeah.
What was it we thought that was true? It was if a hummingbird stopped moving, it would die.
Yes.
And then we discovered, oh no, it's like quite the opposite. They have to stop will die.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Also, a hummingbird is like the only bird that can fly backwards. And anyway, hummingbirds are pretty incredible. And if you are a big fan and you have a hummingbird feeder, surprise, you might be murdering them. Vox just did a big article on how the feeder might be poisoning your hummingbirds.
Wow.
The TLDR version is if you don't clean it enough, it could be...
That makes sense.
Mold.
Yep, yep, yep.
Right?
Okay, right.
And you could end up with all kinds of bacterial or fungal infections on the thing, which could kill the birds.
That makes sense.
In essence,
it's
sugar water, which
yeah.
is obviously going to spoil. And it'll depend on where you're keeping it. Is it in the sun? Is it in the shade? What time of year are we talking about? Because you'll have to change it out more frequently if
right.
like, it's summer in Houston, right? They say you should actually be cleaning it once a day in some cases, but every day or two for sure.
Holy moly.
That's why I was asking, like in San Antonio, they would come so fast and drink so much. You were refilling it every day because they were just attacking it.
They drained the thing.
But yeah, if you've had it sitting out for a week or so, it's time to bring it in and refill it with some fresh sugar water and also make sure to submerge it in
not mold.
You know, very hot water.
Right.
Yeah. They say if you wouldn't leave your drink sitting out in the sun for 3 days, don't do that for the hummingbirds.
That's great.
You replace
advice.
The liquid every few days. Just rinse the feeder with hot water. But if it's been a while, you should deep clean it with water and vinegar or even hydrogen peroxide.
Holy moly.
And back to the breaking of the brain.
Right.
Researchers scanned the brains of 110 healthcare workers. So difficult.
Yeah. That's already
career path.
That's already bad.
But they split them into two categories, overworked and not overworked. They defined overworked as 52 hours a week or more. They found that working that much causes that significant change in parts of your brain associated with executive function and emotional regulation.
Right.
So not what you want to hear with healthcare, but starts to mess with your decision-making skills.
Ooh.
You start to get over-emotional. Or maybe you fly off the handle at nothing.
And you want these guys being calm,
your memory,
man,
and your attention span are affected. Again, all these things that you want.
Yeah.
You want your healthcare worker.
Yes.
Operating at peak performance.
I would say
here.
That's pretty critical.
They didn't look at long-term effects here, but they suspect that being overworked for years on end is not great for your mental health, especially if you are the type to work through weekends and you really don't take vacations.
Oh. Like, I think you should test it in other professions.
Yeah, because healthcare is already
healthcare is already really
so taxing.
Yeah, it's really, that's a hard, hard job.
Yeah, you're overworked when you're underworked, I'd say.
I think it needs to, you need to do it a few more times and other things and see if it's still causing our brains to turn to goo. I'm going to guess.
And if our brains are all bleeding, what do we do about that?
What are you saying? I'm still eat.
What do we do?
I still need to eat, playa. I still got a mortgage. I know it's not.
What
I
if they work
this?
Less? That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
Fredo and Katie's Money Minutes.
Free answer to today's Money Minute. Money Minute comes up before 8:30, and your freebie comes up before 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
Today, it's 16 cups.
Oh.
16 cups, not to be confused with the terrible movie starring Molly Ringwald, 16 Candles.
That.
16 caps. And we don't tell you the question, but we do give you an answer.
No.
So if we call you before 8:30, because you signed up at thebullhouston.com/contest, you only have to get 9 of the 10.
That is the
in
idea.
60 seconds.
That is the idea.
Well, think about 9 of the 10.
And if you hopefully have not signed up at thebullhouston.com/contest, disregard, we ain't going to call you today anyway.
If you have signed up, sign up again.
Yes, please do.
If you smell
Sean
is cooked.
Hold on to your butt. I'm gonna talk Astros. Is there good news to talk about the Astros?
There's no good news today. Right. Actually, I would love to be the bearer of good news on the Astros. So, I mean, the good news is Seattle lost.
Yeah, that's true.
So the Astros getting walked off by the pathetic A's last night really is just
the homeless A's.
Big null set. Yeah. So the Mariners lost, so the Astros maintained their 4.5 game lead.
So it didn't cost anyone.
But except if you stayed up to watch the game. These games are all starting at 9:05.
Did you
in Sacramento. I stayed up till the sixth inning.
Oh.
But I did that thing where I woke up in the middle of the night, you know, to hit the restroom.
Yeah.
And brought my phone with me, because that's the healthy thing to do at 2 in the morning is check and see what's been going on in the world.
You know.
But I do like to check the score if it's a game that I missed the end of. I had to check the NBA Finals score, and I had to check the Astros score. I don't have a dog in the fight in the NBA Finals. I was just checking out of curiosity. The Astros score. When I fell asleep, they were up 1-0. So I felt, well, not all is good. It's the A's. We could play till Wednesday. That might not score.
Right.
They got walked off. The Astros did. Something called Nick Kurtz hit a home run in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Really?
Yeah. They got walked off 3-1. 2-run home run, bottom of the ninth inning. And so they lose. And they lose Lance McCullers for at least 15 days.
The description I read of this was freak accident.
Yeah. On Saturday, supposedly in the weight room, I guess, maybe.
Yeah.
He pulled something in his foot.
In his foot.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's two things going on here that need to be addressed. One, well, really three. One, this is the latest in just a litany of injuries for the Astros, especially in their starting pitching rotation. Mm. They've lost multiple guys for the season. Now Lance should be back, but that's the other thing. This is Lance McCullers. I feel like the team just has this press release in drafts ready to go for Lance McCullers all the time, where they just need to fill in what the injury is and then send it out. That'd be the sensible thing to do if you're trying to be efficient and you don't have access to AI.
You just want to get your ducks in a row.
Yeah.
And that's awful.
Yep. And the third thing is that the Astros with injuries, we've talked about this. We talked about that in light of the Yordan Alvarez hand injury that it turned out to be a broken hand.
Right.
You know,
what is this foot injury?
The Kyle Tucker injury last year, which was a bruised shin for 3 months till they told, oh no, it turns out it was a broken leg that he was on. Yeah, I had people saying, yeah, they're telling us it's a 15-day injury here for a sprained foot. Well, they'll be amputating the foot in like 3 days if it's the Astros medical staff.
Why am I laughing at
you? Yeah. I mean, it's the Astros have not engendered a lot of trust when it comes to reporting on injuries. So I would love to come in bearing better news baseball-wise today.
But these
are headlines. I can't alter them at all.
We do have good news on the other side of sports. Like, I mean, there's other good stuff happening. It's just not here.
Sean!
Right.
Not
here.
Sean seems surprised by that.
No,
you No. I'm not surprised at all. If you came to this segment looking for good news,
you've
come to the wrong place. It's like Tyrion Lannister once said, if you've come for justice, you've come to the wrong place.
Wrong sport.
Yep. We have Morgan Wallen tickets.
Yes, we do.
Tomorrow.
Have we figured out what we're... I mean, I know we just talked, like, surely...
No, Nick is still asleep.
Okay, all right, just checking. We'll talk to you later in the show.
All righty.
Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Okay, again, phone number, because we will need some feedback on this. 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
As you know, we're in the middle of 10,000 for the troops.
Yes.
Presented by Mack Hike Chevy Cares. Trying to get 10,000 letters to send to our forward deployed. Mm-hmm. All across the globe.
A lot of letters.
A lot of letters. Yeah. And I definitely don't think we have enough to be taking any out of the pot. All cards are precious.
Yes.
And done very well.
Yes.
And I do love them. And I know on some level, because I've read about them online, that soldiers find them funny. There's a theme emerging with some of these kids' cards. And I don't know that it's entirely appropriate.
Continue.
Well, lots of thanks don't dies.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Like, that's it. Short and sweet. Thank you. Don't die.
Right. 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 Yeah.
Maybe those I can overlook. Got a lot of the sentiments like, you're never going to see your family again.
That is it. That's not
so
what
I hope
that,
you appreciate this
that's
card.
That's not what they mean. That's not what they mean. They're kids. They're blunt.
Yes.
They don't know how to frame things or phrase them.
Well,
I think their heart is in the right place.
Oh, I didn't say it wasn't. The fact that they made the cards is incredible.
Absolutely.
My question is, should we send them?
Yes.
Do we put them in the pile? Do we make that Jimmy's problem?
You're not an editor, dude. This is what the kids
wanted to send. Some of these kids are drawing very graphic pictures.
That's what the kid put in there. That's what the kid put in there.
That's not a reason to send it.
What have we
said? If someone put in there, they're very anti-military, I wouldn't send that one either.
That's different. Dog, that is so different. That is so different. But, like, we talked about this with a lot of people that have been in this situation. They like the kid cards. They love the kid cards.
But they haven't said for these reasons.
I would assume.
Some of these I'm actually thinking we might need to notify the police.
You do not need
moderately
to.
Moderately threatening.
I think you send them. I think the kid sends them to you. You send them to Jimmy at Boots for Troops. Jimmy sends them overseas. I certainly, if Jimmy wants to make a call about, look, so anyway, long story short, what do you think?
I hope you kill a lot of people in the war.
That is a thing a kid might write. That is a thing a kid might write.
But that doesn't mean it's a thing a soldier wants to read.
713-881-5500 is our phone number.
And before anyone panics, we're not reading everyone's letters.
No, these are the... These just
happen to be like loose leaf kid drawings.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have seen the coloring sheets. Like, you get the point.
There are viral kid cards online. They're very similar.
That's what I mean. All right, we're going to take a break.
I feel like the children Googled for inspiration.
We'll talk to you guys coming up next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Just wondering if we should send all the kids' cards, including the more colorful cards.
Look, they're kids.
About soldiers in war and graphic depictions.
And again, I get that it's just they're kids. They're not necessarily going to always put in the cards what you expect. I think you send them anyway. Checking your text messages. This person says, absolutely send them. My nephew once sent a card saying, thank you for defeating the dragons and monsters. Soldier who received it actually wrote back claiming he'd been promoted to Dragon Slayer First Class.
I love that.
Humor and innocence can really brighten their day. I'll give you this. That's a little bit cuter than the examples you were using. This person texts in, once my daughter sent a card asking if soldiers could do magic because they're superheroes. The response was a picture of a soldier, quote, levitating a Jeep. So again, they don't necessarily have to make sense. They just, we don't know how they're going to hit. We don't know how they are going to hit. That seems to be the general consensus, but hey, feel free. Let us know. Obviously, we have a lot of cards to go through. Got to switch gears because we got to talk to Lisa from Harris County Pets. She's got them
coming out of everywhere.
Literally.
Everywhere.
Everything is happening.
It's just so much going on and so many creatures, and we're just, I cannot stress enough how much we need the community right now, because we are drowning in animals.
I know this is multifaceted. Obviously, if you want to adopt, they would love to fix you up with a new best friend.
She says drowning in animals, very cute animals.
Yes.
Yeah, the cutest of, yes, it's a great problem to have, but they would like to get some of them in your home. Now, if you are not looking to adopt, fostering is always an option. They would love to get you into their foster program. They pay for everything. You just do all the cute stuff, right? Right?
Yes, exactly.
And
yes, it is easy.
On top of all of that, you are also just going crazy with the fits. Some of them meant to hopefully find these animals with adoption. So tell me about these things you got lined up this week.
Yeah, so we try and get out into the community as much as we can. You know, first of all, we know not everybody wants to come to a shelter to adopt because sometimes it can be overwhelming.
Right.
And even my own mother can't come in and see me at work because she can't walk into an animal shelter. So we get that. So more than happy. we're more than happy to bring the events out to our community. So we have a couple things going on this weekend, and I want to make sure I have all the details correct for you. So first of all, if you are in the mood to adopt, we are joining with our partners at Houston Pets Alive for another Puppy Palooza.
Nice.
And it is a puppy adoption event. So it's specifically puppies. If you have the kids home for summer and this is the time you were thinking, let's add another little bit of chaos to the family, this is a great opportunity for that. It's going to be on the 21st from 11 to 3, and it's at 2800 Antoine Drive. And that's, to make it even more exciting, the first 25 adoption fees will be waived.
Wow.
So, holy cow.
Early.
Yeah. All
get
right.
You don't want to miss that opportunity, and all the puppies that come from us are going to be fixed and vaccinated and microchipped and ready to go home with you that day. So that's our first event we've got going on.
And Lisa, now, with that event, do you need to have anything filled out before you arrive, or is it all done on site?
No, they'll take care of it all on site. So you just have to be prepared, you know, if you know you want to go home with a puppy, you want to make sure you get your supplies, you got to get your collar and your leash and your food bowls, and just come prepared to welcome a new family. They have a really great, efficient adoption process there. So there's nothing pre-required. And if you don't find what you're looking for there, we still have, I can't even count how many puppies we have. I'm going to tell you a number that's going to make you cringe a little bit.
No, I want it.
We're currently just under 500 dogs at our shelter.
You're
right now.
500 dogs.
A lot.
Just dogs. Yeah. And that's the dogs of all ages, shapes, breeds, sizes. And we, you know, when I tell you we are desperate for people to come in here and adopt, like I truly mean it, because our capacity is about one third of that.
Holy moly.
We're getting these puppies out to these events. But the other thing that our community members can do to help prevent this is get their pets fixed.
Oh, yes.
So,
yes.
We are offering again on Saturday. We have, it's from, what are the times? I don't even know the times, but it's on our website, on our, too much stuff going on. But it is on the 21st, and it's at Burroughs Park, and it's low cost, spay and neuter. It'll include vaccines and microchips. It is a 2-pet maximum. So, if you have a whole of pets that need to get fixed, you can only do 2, and there is registration required. So I'm going to tell you a phone number, and that's what folks need to call. It is 281-999-3191, and that's how you get an appointment. Now, they do fill up kind of quickly, so make sure if you don't get around this time, you keep an eye on our social media. It's Harris County Pets on Instagram and Facebook, and that's where we generally announce our upcoming spay and neuter events.
Lisa, God bless you. Everyone else over at Harris County Pets.
We're all a little crazy to do what we do, but we love the animals and we love our community, and you know, that's why we're here.
Yes, ma'am. Go check them out. Again, 500 dogs-ish. I would love to get some of those adopted. We'll be back after this.
Houston, I have a problem.
Oh, good morning, Dennis. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, I mean, all right, well, let me confess here. I wish the circumstance were a bit different,
sure.
But I'm mostly happy to be on here. I'm just kind of looking for a way to figure out what's going on, I guess.
Brother, we are happy to help, even if mostly happy is all we get. So how long have you known Gloria?
I mean, it's been a little while now. You know, I think I met her about a year ago. It was back when I moved here. We didn't start dating right away or anything. It all started maybe a month or two ago.
Okay. All right. So mine is being on the show right now, which obviously not the best sign. How would you describe the relationship?
I mean, until recently, I thought things were going really well. And I mean, like really well, you know?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Had you guys had, like, the talk or tried to define anything, I guess, at any point? Like maybe you were moving too fast
Right.
No. We weren't at that level, not yet. Okay. We never talked about being exclusive or nothing, but I don't know. To me, that's always sort of understood. Mm. We spent a lot of time together texting on stuff when we're not at one another's house. We've been intimate.
Gotcha.
I mean, I'd say that's a relationship just without the title.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. That stinks. I mean, because at some point things changed, obviously. That's why you're here. So, like, did you know when it was happening? Like, what are we up against?
You're not blocked or anything by this woman, right?
No. I mean, I don't think I'm blocked. It's not that extreme. She's still talking to me. It's okay. Just there's been, I don't even like using this word, but energy shift.
Okay.
You can just tell when someone doesn't want to talk to you,
for
you
sure.
Know?
Yes.
And that's what I'm getting right now. Yeah. She'll respond to some of my message, but she's not engaging anymore exactly. She's not starting up conversations herself or asking questions or anything. So it's like conversation just, I mean, it's like dies with her.
Mm.
You know, I mean, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Conversation killer. Yeah.
There's no flirting, you know. She's got an excuse for almost everything now. Why she's not calling, why we can't meet up. And I'm not the smartest guy, but, you know, I'm not dumb. Something's wrong. Mm. She just hasn't said anything about it or tried to bring it up, so I'm just in the dark over here.
Possible she wants more of a, like, friend thing from you?
Oh, like maybe she sampled
it. Yeah, she tested the waters.
Right? Yeah, she tried out dating you, but found out maybe not for her.
Because if, like, she did, and, like, maybe she wants to walk it back to know
how. How do you do that?
Yeah, so she's just kind of gone cold or something?
Gone cold, yeah. We were talking about Ice Queen over here. I mean,
that cold.
Okay.
I guess that's what I'm worried about most. Like, if that's the case, okay, you know, I guess I can't really do much about that to change her mind or anything, but it's like, if it's something she saw me do or something that gave her the wrong impression about me, I you know, I'm thinking we can work that out. Anything's better than not knowing, I'll tell you that.
Mm, yeah. Now, well, look, is there anything at all that you're thinking you did? And this could be on purpose, by accident, a gross habit.
Yeah, literally anything. Yeah. Stop, give us something.
I mean, I guess I ate a lot of butter. I don't know. Is that weird?
What?
It depends. How much butter are we talking about? Like,
do you snack on,
like, a stick of butter? Like,
yes,
a stick of butter?
No. It's not like that. Okay. And that's my point. Yeah, it's not like that. I just slather it on everything. She seemed grossed out when I made popcorn one time. Oh.
All right. Yeah, okay. All right. Okay. Cool.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that's not it.
That was almost amazing. But
you never know.
No, you don't. We're going to talk to Gloria, see what she has to say. That's coming up next with Frito and Kate.
Houston, I have a problem.
So Dennis hasn't lived in town all that long. I think he said a year or so.
Yeah, something.
Glad he found us.
Yeah, that's
glad
nice.
He found Gloria. Assuming we can change her mind on the fact that he loves butter.
Well, everyone loves butter because everyone's flavor.
Everybody loves butter. I love that
he threw that out at the end.
Like, that could actually be a deal breaker.
I really thought you know, sitting there just
sticks of butter.
Sticks of butter.
It's like blocks of cheese, right? Like,
people
have weird habits, but not
maybe
that
not
weird.
In polite company, but alone.
So that's not it. But what's going on here? We got Gloria on the phone to tell us. Hey, Gloria. Gloria. Hello.
Hi.
Gloria. Is this Gloria?
Yes. Can I help you?
Well, yeah, we hope. Do you know Dennis? You know, we're talking about.
Yes, I know Dennis.
Okay. All right. We heard y'all, you know, pretty close.
This has kind of, like, been on my mind for a few weeks, so I'm...
Do you want to maybe talk about what's going on? Like, walk us through this. Maybe we can offer advice or counsel.
Yeah, I can. It actually might be good to get somebody else's perspective. I'm very weirded out by how close he is to his childhood friend. back in Arizona. I mean, I think they've been close their entire lives. I don't, it's a girl. So I don't know if I want to take a back seat to her.
Got it.
Yeah. And it just feels like he's already got like this girl in his life. And I don't know if I'm ready for that.
Okay. So
friend is a woman,
right?
But you'd probably feel differently.
Yes. And she's like gorgeous. Ah. And I know this is going to make me sound like super jealous, but I know there's no reason to feel that way. It's just, I can't figure out like which one of them is like,
I can, sorry. That's what this is about. You're jealous of Avery. Oh, Avery is not going to believe this.
Oh boy.
Oh God.
Yeah, it's Dennis. He's on the phone.
Surprise.
So these feelings, like where are they coming from exactly?
It's a combination of things. So first he talks to her all the time. Like they talk every night while he's leaving work. He's walked into my house and still been on the phone with her. And like, that's fine. You can have friends and like, there's no problem with that. But then he'll tell me he doesn't like talking on the phone, that he'd rather text. So I'm like, okay, I just watched you have a full on conversation with her and you don't want to talk to me. So yeah, I thought that was weird.
Right.
And like, how can you find a way to talk to her for hours at a time and not want to talk to me on the phone?
Yeah. Okay. You know, that's fair. It's just what I've always done with her forever. And this is by no means a dig at you. She's just so easy to talk to. I've known her since we were childhood friends. You know, it's like, so that's the thing with her. You know, I feel like it's been 10 minutes and I look up, it's been like an hour and a half. And she's always just been this way with me. But I swear, we're just friends. She's got a longtime boyfriend. You can call him. He gets it. Doesn't bother him.
Yeah, but I feel like it does. I bet it bothers him like a lot. I feel like she just doesn't tell you that. And like, that's not the only problem too. You've been really upfront about our relationship to her. And
really?
It seems like, yeah. And it seems like an invasion of my privacy. Like nice. I saw text that you sent her and like, I don't know how to feel that you asked for another girl's perspective on like my libido. It just felt really weird.
Okay.
You know, I don't know what to tell you. It's friends talk, okay? Are you telling me you never, you know, bring me up to your friends? And this is my best friend we're talking about. You've never swapped stories about people you've been dating to your friends? I find that hard to believe. That's like an obvious topic conversation between friends.
Really? So you'd have the same kind of conversation with your guy friends?
Good question.
I mean, not exactly the same, but...
Yeah, of course. You wouldn't. It doesn't make sense. It's like I'm the third wheel, and I don't want to do that indefinitely. Yeah. I know we weren't like in anything long term, but it feels like there's going to be this like obstacle between us. Your relationship with Avery is going to be your primary focus no matter what. You've known her forever, and that's best case scenario. And worst case, you're already in love with her, or she's in love with you.
I can't believe I'm hearing. No, I'm telling you, this is in your head. I'm not in love with Avery.
Okay, but like, does she know that? Because I think for you to have a girlfriend in your life, you need to cut back contact with a female friend that's that close. You'd have to make like a huge effort to allow another woman into your life in the same way that you did Avery. Unless, you know, I'm like way off base here. And let me just say, I don't think I am. No girl is going to make an effort to date you because you're so present with her. I want someone present with me. I want someone to invest the time in me that you do with her. But I'm not looking to compete for that attention. I don't feel like I have to. And you'd have to change your interactions like completely for me to consider this for real.
You know, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I really like you. I do. But I apologize. I just don't think that's a real realistic expectation right now.
Guys, I'm sorry about this. And, you know, you both could be right here. But keep an open mind about this for a second.
Tell me this, Dennis. Have you, is this a surprise? Like, have you ever heard this before?
Yeah, you know, it's not the first time this has happened.
Really?
Figured as much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thank y'all for being on the show today. We appreciate it.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. Would that bother you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm certain some of you guys have been down this road.
Because it's not just that they're close. I mean, they're close.
Crazy, crazy close. Like, that's real.
I can see that leading to some resentment.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us. We'll see what you have coming up next. Frito, Katie, the Bull, 713-881-5500 is our phone number today.
So, Gloria's worried about Dennis's friend back home. Mm. Childhood friend, gorgeous.
Yeah.
Are very close. Very, very close. The question is, does she have a right to be? What do you think? Maybe you've gone through this.
Yeah, it's hard stuff. Let's see what you guys think. Go ahead. What do you have for us today?
She's definitely wrong. Any man that could have a good, really good relationship with a woman like that is very definitely special.
Wow.
My husband had many friends that happened to be females, and they were all just friends from sometimes school to even, you know, just people, you know, in the neighborhood. And, you know, everything was, I know for sure, just simply friends.
Can I take it back to when I know y'all are married now, but like when y'all were first dating, did you ever have any concern over that?
Yeah, because I'm guessing he's always been like that.
Yeah.
He's always been like that. The very first time that we went out anywhere, I met his friends, his women friends. And, you know, we went to the beach and they just happened to be there. And it's like, hey, you know, and here's me, you know, introducing me.
All these women. And you were okay. There was no point where you were kind of like, well.
You saw it as a good thing.
Yeah.
No, he definitely never gave me any reason to believe anything other than what was told.
Wow,
you know, so,
that's
yeah,
amazing.
Very special.
Okay,
very special.
Good way to look at it.
I know he's a few one in a million. Oh. I know that, and I think this guy is too. This fellow that is on the radio.
I'd love to hear it. Hey, thank you so much.
Gloria needs to hit readout real quick.
Melissa, what do you think?
Good morning. I have to tell the girl, run as fast as you can. Yeah. Run far, far away. That is the biggest red flag. I had an ex, the same thing. Had a girlfriend. They were really, really close. Come to find out, he slept with her, and it just... Run, girl.
Yeah, people were really split on this. Like, they're really split.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm more inclined to... see her side of this just because, again, there's just some weird things.
Well, but on one level, you hate that assertion that men and women can't be friends.
Yeah, which I don't agree with that.
I don't. Of course you can't.
Yeah.
But maybe it's that they still continue to talk at the level they did when they lived in the same place.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't have you don't have enough to update someone on.
Every day.
That's why I thought it related to work or something. Like, they had some common ground.
Something that, like, bonded them together.
Yeah.
I think it's just his literal best friend. They talk every day, blah, blah, blah. But, like, what did he say? He's like, well, she's got a boyfriend. He doesn't mind. I guarantee you he minds. Like, it's like, I'm sorry.
Oh,
he minds. He minds a lot.
So, the biggest sex that hands down, especially when it came up to that they were discussing, like, her libido and body parts.
That was weird. No.
Like,
that's that line of, like, bro code and, like, boy talk, I get it, but, oh, no, run, girl.
that is not good. It's something, man.
And he was doing it when she was there.
Yeah.
Right?
When she was there.
She saw Bubba on the phone.
But, look, I mean, the other side of this is, look, I mean, I'm not saying he's cheating. I mean, he might just be best friends with her, and you'd hate to see, you know, hate to see it mess something
else
up.
But she said it. She said he's already got a woman in his life.
Yeah.
Right? And she's correct.
Yeah, and you don't want to make that division line, but at the same time, it's like, okay, obviously this has been an issue beforehand, and maybe that should be a sign of, hey, maybe you should cut this off, or maybe you should kind of dwindle it
down.
Dial it
back.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but apparently, no. I would say run.
Well, hey,
no go.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. So, again, if you're in this situation, this is what we're really asking. If you're in this situation, what would you do? Run. Take it as a huge sign that he's the best guy ever. I don't know where to go with this. If you want to chime in, call us. Good morning, everyone.
Gloria doesn't want to date Dennis because he is so close to a female friend back where he's from in Arizona.
Really,
like,
close.
They talk all the time.
Every day.
She thinks something more is going on here, but should she?
Beth, you're up next. What would you do?
I think he needs to stop because I was in that situation too. I mean, he should be investing his time into someone he wants to have a relationship with versus a friend, because a friend's always going to be there.
Okay. Let me ask you a question, just to play this through. How would you stop it? Like, what would you say? Would you be like, hey, look, I can't talk to you as much, or do you just not talk to her in front of her? Like, what do you do? How do you fix that problem?
Yeah, I mean, just tell him that you're dating someone now and you want to respect her, so you won't be talking to them as much. You know, because it sounds like you talk to her way too much.
Yeah, like all the time. So you just, I don't even know that you have to say it.
Just curtail
it's weird
it.
To say it.
That makes
just
it
don't
odd.
Respond immediately.
Yeah.
Just when you're on the phone, oh, hey, I got to go. If
yeah.
something happens to you, maybe your first thought isn't I should call Avery.
Yeah.
It's I should call Gloria.
Just switch it up.
Exactly.
Just switch it up. No
exactly.
explanation. That's
it's like,
brilliant.
It's like MySpace. You're rearranging your friend list.
Yes.
Right?
Only.
Avery was number one.
Yeah.
And now she's bumped to number two.
Okay. All right,
but
look.
Also,
simple enough.
But also, yeah, but also when he said, oh, no, I'm sorry about Avery, you know, cutting back to her, you know, cutting back with her.
Yeah, he said no.
Yeah, that means he is in love with her. I'm so sorry.
You're sold. You're sold. They're in love.
Yeah, he said that Bottom wasn't line. A realistic expectation is what he said.
All right, Braden, a dude's perspective this morning. What do you got?
All right, so my best friend is female.
Yeah.
And we've been friends since sixth grade. My now wife, when we first started dating, had an issue with it. And so she talked to her. And
okay.
after they talked and everything, yeah, and when, like, she saw what she, like, she heard her point of view of it, she, you know, still hesitant. But as time went on, I stopped talking to her as much. She's still my best friend. Still
right.
love her to death. She's my sister. But my best friend is my wife, so
yeah.
I confide in her more.
Yeah, so
but
naturally
overall,
it'll just fall off a little
girl.
Bit. Yeah.
I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
It would naturally change up.
As
it would
the other
naturally
person
shift.
Moves into your life.
Yeah,
you would
evolve.
You would talk to that person
right.
more.
But yeah, I love that idea, too. Because you could, if you really wanted to, you could link them up. And again, presuming you're not in love with her,
well,
you could link them up and then...
Were y'all all in the same place? Like, was your friend somewhere... back where you're from, or are you all from here, or how did that work?
She moved here, so she was already hesitant because she doesn't really know many people.
Yep.
But me and my best friend, we were born and raised here, and we grew up here.
Gotcha.
Okay, right
I was
on.
Trying to figure if it would make it better or worse that she lived far away.
I know. I do legitimately feel bad for him because, again, I don't think there's anything wrong with having friends of the opposite sex. I don't. But, like, there is a point where I could see that totally being a problem for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And, you know, for very good reason.
And it's hard to get over once you've decided that you're against it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, boy. Hey, thank you so much, man. We appreciate it. Frito, Katie, the Bull. Okay, are we any closer to figuring out how we are giving away the Morgan Wallen pit tickets?
Well, we're getting closer
tomorrow.
To 9:20.
Yes.
Which so, is what I'm expecting an email.
Oh, you're thinking like right then, like at the wire, it's going to be here it is, read it, off to the races.
Either that or Nick just forgot to email us before he went to sleep.
Well, okay.
Might have to start calling him.
Okay, 9:20. We do have pit tickets to Morgan Wallen that will be given away tomorrow. We will have answers, fingers crossed, around 9:20. What's coming up in trending?
Well, Frito, I'm glad you asked. The most patriotic states list just dropped.
Oh, this should be a layup.
It's basically a declaration of nonsense. I'll give you all the details coming up next. What's trending with Frito and Katie?
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
I will tell you, Texas did not do well.
How?
In this list
How?
Of patriotic states.
That... Wait, what do you mean not
do
well?
According to
who?
Some
one?
Guy in Vermont in flip-flops?
Okay. I am very surprised by this.
Somewhere a bald eagle is crying.
Good Lord. Wow.
How is that even possible?
Well, that's the thing. I don't understand. Like, I get that
Apparently
you might have...
fireworks, barbecue, and flag tattoos don't count.
It's literally our thing. Is it because we're so Texas primary?
See, that's what I thought originally. I
Texas.
Thought, yeah, I thought state pride might have been our downfall. But no, this is a study that looked at two major things, military engagement and civic engagement, and then ranked all of the states.
What? Okay.
The most patriotic states have a lot of residents who serve or have served in the armed forces, high voter turnouts during elections, and high share of the population volunteering with national or local organizations.
Sorry, we don't do
Patriotism
that?
Patriotism also isn't concentrated in any one particular area. The top states are located in vastly different geographic regions.
All right.
We're 45th.
40.
I'm just going to stew
45th.
On this for a second. 45th. We're
45th.
Remember, the list only goes to 50, so... We did better than Florida, Alabama, Louisiana, New York, and Arkansas, but not
Florida's,
by much.
Florida's down there with us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
This is offensive. Wow. We're gonna come on back to this. But first, want to start with this Sunny Sweeney story.
Mm.
She just went through a really scary ordeal. She had to cancel a show in Tulsa because a drunk driver drove into their band's trailer.
Oh, Lord.
Luckily, everyone is okay, but it was a bad situation. She said, our tour has been interrupted by a woman choosing to drive drunk and plow into our trailer last night, totaling it. The van has a huge hole in the back where the trailer went and pierced the whole back door. So now we have a huge hole in the back of the van and the bumper's broken off.
Good.
And she had a big problem with how some of the websites like Taste of Country for posting about this. They had a headline that said country star cancels her gig because of alleged drunk driving incident, which obviously insinuates that she was the drunk driver.
Oh, okay.
And she wrote, nah, it's hard enough trying to bust my butt working out there without stuff like this being posted, making it appear like I was drunk driving, which in fact I have zero tolerance for.
Wow.
A drunk hit our vehicle while we were on stage working sober to pay our bills.
Mm-mm-mm.
So since the drunk driver totaled their trailer, they had to cancel their upcoming show. Hopefully they'll be able to get it fixed and get back out on the road ASAP, but yikes.
Wow.
Like, a lot of people are canceling shows right now due to damages to set pieces and equipment and bands and all sorts of things. In other country news, Dolly Parton's got a new hotel.
Really?
Called Songteller. It's going to be opening in Nashville in the spring.
I mean, that's an easy one.
Right? She's got a list of accolades a mile long, and just add this to the list.
Yeah.
It'll be located at 211 Commerce Street, just blocks away from the Ryman and the Country Music Hall of Fame. The Songteller Hotel will have 245 rooms and some pretty cool features. Two entertainment venues, Parton's Live and Jolene's, plus Dolly's Museum called Dolly's Life of Many Colors.
Right.
And there will be a coffee shop called Cup of Ambition.
I would imagine that's going to be very popular.
Also, Jolene's will be on the 11th floor and will have the beautiful views of downtown Nashville.
Mm.
Okay, see you in the spring. And where's Tennessee, actually?
Oh, and it's got to be very, very high.
Oh, 35th.
They're the Volunteers. They're only
35th.
Okay, who did well?
Tennessee.
Who did well?
All right, you want to know your top five?
Yes, I do.
Most patriotic states
this is the
in
best,
America?
This is the most patriotic state. The list of most patriotic, because it ain't us, because we are down at the bottom.
Oregon, number 5.
Right.
Colorado, number 4. Vermont, number 3. Montana, number 2.
Right.
And Virginia, number 1.
Virginia.
Like, far and away.
Virginia, I get it. I don't want to say those states aren't patriotic.
For every 100,000 civilians in Virginia.
Right.
There are over 1,850 active duty military personnel, third most in the country.
Yes, yes.
And for every 1,000 civilians, there are over 103 veterans, the second most in the country.
Right.
Also has high voter turnout. 72.9% of residents
That's
voted
impressive.
In the 2024 presidential election, compared to the national average, which was 66%. Virginia also has the fifth highest number of Peace Corps volunteers per capita.
Do they?
And it is one of the many states that require a standalone course in civics for high school graduation.
That's my thing. Very patriotic. You can't say that Texas is like in the bottom 5.
No, that's trash.
Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Ooh, Montana loves jury service.
But Montana
loves jury duty.
I would say Montana's top 5 patriotic. That's a lot of patriots live up in Montana.
And a lot of veterans.
A lot of veterans do too. Colorado, I'd say, maybe. A lot of military bases in Colorado. Sure. It seems a little
iffy. A lot of military bases in Texas.
There's so many. That's the thing. There's so many.
San Antonio is a military city.
Historically, so much of our armed forces come from the state of Texas. How are we 40, whatever
okay,
it is.
How did they do this? They evaluated 13 relevant metrics listed below with corresponding weights. Each metric was graded on a 100-point scale with a score of 100 representing the highest level of patriotism. Oh. Military engagement was 25 total points. Average military enlistees per 1,000 civilian adults. We did well here.
Right.
We actually came in third again.
Okay, yeah.
That
makes sense.
Number of bases.
That makes sense.
Veterans per 1,000 civilian adults. We are not listed as the best nor the worst, so we'd fall somewhere in the middle.
Mm.
Active duty military personnel per 100,000 civilian adults, share of civilian adult population in military reserves. Civic engagement was a bigger category, 75 total points.
Right.
Talks about voting in the presidential election. Share of adults who voted in the primary election, also on here. Volunteer rate, volunteer hours.
Okay.
AmeriCorps
okay.
volunteers, Peace Corps volunteers, trial and grand jury participation.
All right, sure. I think that if you asked anyone, they would say Texas is higher
than
Fort.
Pretty damn patriotic.
That's kind of our, again, kind of our thing. Don't understand this.
All right, let's secede. All right, we're done.
Hey!
Don't appreciate us.
That is an unpatriotic thing to say.
Whatever you think, we're not patriotic.
This is how we get here.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
And we arrive here with Andy across the table from Katie. Well, Andy's on the phone. Katie's across the table with 10 questions for him. If he gets all 10 correct in 60 seconds, he wins the Money Minute. So, Andy, how are we feeling about this?
I've heard it on the radio multiple times, but I always miss one or two or three or eight.
Oh.
Today's going to be the day you get all 10.
I'm feeling about as confident as anyone else.
Well, Andy, it does sound like the only thing that hasn't occurred is, like Katie said, nailing it.
Yeah.
Which
perfect quiz.
Which could take place today.
Yeah, it's feasible. One question every 6 seconds.
Right. Yes, sir.
I hope you're a fast reader.
She is. Just remember, you can pass on a question, come around to your passes at the end, if we have time, but you can't change an answer once you give it. Katie, are we ready to begin?
We're ready. In meteorology, a front where cold air is replacing warm air is called a what?
Low.
How old was King Tut when he became ruler of Egypt?
12.
What is the main ingredient in Greek tzatziki sauce?
Pass.
What do camels store in their humps?
Water.
In what month was Julius Caesar stabbed?
March.
How many cups are in a gallon?
16.
What was the first Pixar movie?
Snow White.
What does IPA stand for?
IT pass.
Famous conductor of the Underground Railroad, who was once a former slave herself?
Harriet Beecher Stowe.
How many times was Elizabeth Taylor married?
Jeez. 8.
What is the main ingredient in Greek tzatziki sauce?
Teriyaki.
It's only pass, wasn't it?
I believe so. How did he do?
Okay, so let's go.
I get what you were saying with the first question.
Over some answers. Yeah.
A low pressure system.
Yeah.
I do not think, I don't think that's right, but
it's just a cold front.
Cold front.
Like where the cold air replaces.
Oh, okay.
Right, it's easy, but it's, yeah.
Yeah, I got too caught.
Dang it.
Yeah. Sometimes the easiest answer is the best answer.
Yes, okay. How old was King Tut when he became ruler of Egypt?
No clue.
He was only 9.
Was he 9? Yeah.
The main ingredient in Greek tzatziki sauce?
That is Greek yogurt.
Yeah, Greek yogurt.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Did I say that even right?
I didn't hear Greek. That's cool.
Yeah.
What do camels store in their humps? Not water, though that was also my first guess. It's fat.
It is fat.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Okay. All right. Here we go. And here we go.
I'm going to get one right. Awesome.
Cups in a gallon. Got 16.
Nailed it.
The first Pixar movie, it was Toy Story.
Right.
Snow White was the first Disney movie. So you were right about that.
We're close.
Yeah. What does IPA stand for?
India Pale Ale?
India Pale Ale.
Oh, yeah, the beer.
That's the H.
Yeah.
That's okay. I wouldn't have got that either. Not an IPA fan.
No, me neither. Famous conductor of the Underground Railroad, who was once a former slave herself. You got Harriet.
You went Harriet Beecher Stowe.
It was Harriet Tubman.
We're right there.
Yeah.
We're right there.
Yeah. And then how many times was Elizabeth Taylor married?
How many?
8.
Ah,
I got that one.
Yeah, okay, good. We can see there's some bright spots here.
Yeah.
Brother.
Yeah, there is.
Just two of them. Three.
Hey, you gave me one of the bright spots. So
you got the freebie. That just means you're working smarter. Don't be deterred. Do not be deterred. Go back.
A lot of fun. It is much more complex on the phone than it is when you listen on the radio,
There's pressure. Yeah. There's all I will say is this has been a very fun episode for us. So we would love to have you back.
My finest moment, Andy, but Well done.
All right, brother. Sign up again online, thebullhouston.com/contest. Frito, Katie, 100.3, The Bull, Texas Proud. No, we are still waiting on the information for the Morgan Wallen Pit tickets, which we'll be giving away tomorrow. That's all we know. It's tomorrow. We're giving them away tomorrow. It is Morgan Wallen. It is in the pit. Yes, you have a chance to win them. But in the meantime, let's give away something for another very famous W last name. Okay, these don't have anything to do with Willie Nelson tickets, Outlaw
Still
Music
a really
Festival.
Good prize.
Yeah, there it is. There it is.
He's playing with Bob Dylan.
Yes. Guys,
like, let that sink in.
It's Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan.
At Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion.
At the same... What do you want me to say about this show?
And 2 days after the 4th of July.
It's insane.
America.
And if you want to win these tickets, all you will have to do is conquer the...
Wheel of Texas. Which means fake symbols all on this thing. Going to give that bad boy a spin. See where she lands. You'll have to guess the state symbol. Now, we'll make it easy, give you multiple choice, and you have to identify two in order to win.
That's it. That's all you have to do. And then you get to see basically like two of the greatest musicians of all time. Like, call us. Get ready to get your Texas on. 713-881-5500. We will spin the Wheel of Texas next. Frito, Katie, the Bull, and
the Wheel of Texas.
I thought it was pretty good. I'm going to try to vary it up a little bit. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who is this?
Andrew,
all right. You're the first one up.
Andrew, are you a native Texan?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'd say that would help you in this game, but it won't.
Well, no, we don't know that. Some people really know this stuff.
I didn't even know we looked at. You know, we mentioned state song yesterday. Yeah. There's also a state flower song.
But yeah.
So it can get really specific.
We have put dibs on pretty much everything. Yeah. There is literally a state everything. But how many of them can you identify?
You only have to get two, Andrew, and we will give you multiple choice, okay? Mm. So let's get started by spinning that wheel.
All right.
How well do you know your native shrubs?
Shrubs?
No, not. Okay, so we've landed on state amphibian.
Okay, Andrew.
Is it the Texas toad, the Barton Springs salamander, or the Texas blind salamander?
It is the Texas toad.
Yes, it is.
That's real?
Yes, it
There's
is.
There's a Texas toad?
All three of those are real.
There's also
a Houston toad.
I thought there was one that was like a local toad. I couldn't tell you what the difference is between any of these guys. Obviously, someone can. All right, this is for the win.
State cobbler, Andrew. Oh. State cobbler.
Oh, Lord.
Is it dewberry cobbler, peach cobbler, or persimmon cobbler?
It has to be dewberry cobbler.
Dewberry cobbler.
Oh. I was a little misleading on that.
That's unfortunate because dewberry cobbler goes so hard.
Peach cobbler.
Yeah, it's the peach.
Is the state cobbler.
I would argue that it really should be the dewberry cobbler. But
we do get another spin, Andrew.
All right, Andrew.
Redemption spin.
Here we go.
State sport.
Oh.
State sport.
Ooh.
Andrew, is it the rodeo? Is it football? Or is it peewee football?
I'm going to go with rodeo.
He's done it.
You did it, Andrew.
You did it.
You did it. You beat the Wheel of Texas. And you're going to get to go hang out with Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan in same place at the same time. You're going to share a room in your lifetime with Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan and probably about 15,000
people. And it's like a whole festival. It's Outlaw Music Fest. So they've got food, drinks, shopping.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a whole thing.
Hang on the line. We'll get you hooked up, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, and remember, we're literally just clicking refresh on our emails. I am coming around to Katie's side of things where I think they're literally going to send it at 9:19, and then we're just going to read it. I don't know.
Nick forgot about us.
Yeah, I have no idea. All we know is we have pit tickets to Morgan Wallen. We are supposed to tell you how you can win them around 9:20, so stick around. Frito and Katie, 100.3, the Bull, Texas Proud, checks watch 920. Do you have what we need to have?
Kind of.
To have this conversation.
Kind of. Okay. Kind of.
Kind of is good enough.
Kind of is better than what we had when we started the show today.
Rewind.
So, Morgan Wallen pit tickets, people.
Yes.
This is not a drill.
No.
We've got them. We will get you up close. Really just.
As close.
Take it
as,
all in.
I mean, that's his. And people are desperate for any Morgan Wallen
tickets.
Yes,
they just
want
to be in the building.
Pit tickets.
Next level.
Yeah.
Super excited.
We get it.
We know we have more than one pair.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been told that tomorrow we will be doing wall to wallin.
Okay.
You are listening for two back to back Morgan Wallen songs.
Ah.
Nothing in between. Not like if you play a Morgan into commercials and there's a Morgan, that wouldn't count.
Morgan song.
Morgan song. Morgan into another Morgan.
Two Morgan songs.
You hear two Morgan songs. Then you will want to call 713-881-5500.
Right.
You be caller 10. You will win your tickets.
Okay. Okay.
In the pit to Morgan Wallen for Friday's show.
I like it. We did speculate. We thought this would be pretty cut and dry because we weren't really in charge of putting this together.
Yep.
So, like,
yep.
I
That's
love this.
That's pretty simple.
I love this.
So two Morgan Wallen songs.
Yes.
Caller 10 wins.
All right. That's simple.
Starting tomorrow. Don't know how many we have. Don't know how many pairs of Morgan Wallen songs we'll play.
Mm-hmm. But we will begin when we get on the radio tomorrow. Okay. All right. You
when
guys
it all
have been informed.
Kicks off.
You know what to expect. We will see y'all. I expect you to have your phone on your hip and ready to go. We'll talk to Sean, check in with him next.
If you smell
Sean
is cooking.
You know, only a few times has hell actually frozen over the Eagles returning in 1994 after a lengthy.
Actually named it that.
Hell for the great album.
Yep.
Still holds up.
Great tour. I saw them at the Superdome on that tour. Yeah.
CM Punk walking back into the WWE.
I have a T-shirt that says "Hell Froze Over."
That is my personal favorite.
I was there.
It is a CM Punk T-shirt. It's not just some rando T-shirt that says "Hell Froze Over."
Greatness.
Yeah.
And finally, a peace between the two titanic forces in sports that are Joey Chestnut and Nathan's Famous.
Yeah, Major League Eating. Major League Eating and Joey Chestnut, their standoff is over. Yeah, these things happen in threes. Eagles, CM Punk, Joey Chestnut.
The trifecta is retired.
This is actually somewhat big news. This is huge news. To the headlines on ESPN.com yesterday. Joey Chestnut, maybe the greatest, most dominant figure in all of sports.
You go outside the world of eating for him because he doesn't lose. He hasn't lost for like 20 years.
Well, he's lost. Something. Okay, so Joey Chestnut, for those who don't know, the most dominant competitive eater ever. If you've even bumped up against the Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, even if it's just come across your radar,
you know the
name Joey Chestnut.
You know who he is.
Yeah, so he burst onto the scene back in 2007, wrestled the belt from Kobayashi. Yep.
Right.
And then proceeded to win 16 of the next 18 Nathan's hot dog eating contest.
Yeah.
He had one glitch in 2015 where he lost to a guy named Matt Stoney out of nowhere.
Remember this. Yeah.
And then, he won eight in a row, loses to Matt Stoney. It was like Goliath getting taken down.
Sometimes it happens like that.
Then wins eight in a row. And then last year gets taken out because he was doing endorsements for a vegan plant-based hot dog called Impossible Hot Dogs.
He had a competitive interest.
Yeah.
The people of Nathan's conflict. And Nathan's was like, you're done,
and they couldn't figure it out. So he was out last year. He held his own hot dog eating contest on Netflix with
Kobayashi.
So he's back. Joey Chestnut is back. The sides have been able to put down their weapons, figure it all out, and Joey Chestnut needs to be in the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. If I can make this story about myself for a second.
Yes, I want to know about this.
Yeah, I a couple things. One, I judged the Nathan's hot dog eating contest back in 2017 and 2018.
How does that
happen? Wait a minute.
My good friend, the late Ken Hoffman, who used to write for the Houston Chronicle, used to get to do, like, his column in the Houston Chronicle was just random getting to do cool stuff.
Yes,
so he and I were best friends. So he brought me along on this journey to go be judges in the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Amy got to do it too.
Whoa.
Now, Amy didn't get one of the big names. When you're a judge, here's what you do. Like, judge, this isn't gymnastics or whatever. You're you're counting hot dogs. Yeah. You're counting hot dogs.
But you saw him work in person. I was like seeing Jordan in his prime.
Dude, it was like being a referee in game 6 of the 1998 finals. It was crazy. Ken got to count Joey Chestnut's hot dogs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I actually counted Matt Stoney's hot dogs. He was right next to Joey on the dais up there.
So
you're
watching the showdown.
I'm getting hit with chewed up bun and hot dog.
Yeah.
They call it the splash zone.
Yeah.
They call it the splash zone for a reason. So that was amazing doing that. And then in 2007, if we can go back further, the Kolache Factory had their only ever kolache eating contest.
They
were supposed to do it. It was supposed to be annual. It was a one and done.
No.
It was September 2007.
Right.
And then the next year they were supposed to have it, but Hurricane Ike hit.
Then
they just stopped doing it. You know, kind of got like a lot of things with COVID. Like, we did all these things and COVID hit. We stopped doing it.
If you skip a year,
and you just don't do it anymore.
So what you're saying is the Kolache Factory could be convinced to bring it back.
Oh, that would be amazing. They would need to bring me back for nostalgia. Because here's the thing. I participated in the kolache eating contest. It was done at home plate at Minute Maid Park. I was asked last second to do it because they had one of the eaters drop out.
Yeah.
So they had been listening to me at my old station about how much I love kolaches. So the marketing guy calls our show and invites me.
You're getting the call up.
Yeah. This is before social media, too. It would have been amazing. Like, this is before. So it was.
You wouldn't want that online.
2007. Oh, I don't care. Things of me. I told you guys last week there's a video of me getting my back waxed. No, did I? No, that was
on my show.
New.
How many did you take down?
And how? What was the time frame?
Come on, be honest.
8 minutes.
Eight minutes. How many did you take down?
They were the sausage and cheese. They're like the regular one, like the signature sausage and cheese. How many do you think I took?
I'm gonna say 12. I think
you say 12. What do you say, Katie?
8 minutes. 10.
10? Yeah, I ate 7. I ate 7. And here's do you want to take a stab at how many Joey Chestnut ate?
Was Joey there?
Joey was no, dude.
He said eaters.
My God.
I stood toe to toe with the beast.
I'm going to say 42.
42? That's a good guess. What do you
37.
He ate 56 kolaches in 8 minutes. He had 56 kolaches, and then when drinking across the street afterwards at the bus. Remember the bus, that ice house it used to be?
I will tell you this: Joey Chestnut in his prime loved a good after party.
He was
a good after party.
I have it on good authority that he and two of the other freaks, they're getting driven back to the hotel by my buddy who invited me to be in this thing. He was sort of their handler. They stopped at Jack in the Box and ate 40 tacos, the three of them. True story. Showed me the receipt and everything.
Oh my!
It's a little
40 between the 40 between the three of them.
Man alive?
Not 40 apiece, just 40 between. They're not animals, you know. They just 40
it's
between the three of them.
Yeah. 40 talks, brother. Yeah.
But Joey's back.
Joey's back.
He's back. So July 4th, circle the date.
King's got his crown.
It's a big gambling event too.
Bet the farm, dude.
Over under. Do you take Joey in the over? You're laughing. Laughing. Yeah.
Good night. Dude, thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. It's good stuff today.
I know I don't mean to keep you. I know you've got stuff
to do.
Oh,
yeah. This is bonus
show.
Material
for
right here.
Katie on the Bull, by the way. Sean Pendergast. Yeah. We forgot to bring up the fact I had completely spaced on this, too.
Oh, I didn't. My moment of greatness. I won an eating competition before.
Yes,
it was a team. It was a team challenge, but we did win.
Okay.
And I took it so seriously. Like, I take every...
You
every
seen?
Challenge.
We haven't known each.
I was there.
We've not known each other super long yet. But the one thing I'm gleaning from Katie is she does not like losing.
No,
she
I'm very competitive.
And that's the problem.
Very
that's the problem is when you put her in something that we need to fill a team, and Katie was like, "I'll do it," and then it's like it's just like throwing blood to
what
a
happened?
Shark. It's awful.
I did not tap out. That's what happened.
This is a sandwich shop in College Station called Blue Baker.
Okay,
I think they might have had some other places too.
Okay,
they also were very well known for their cookies. Very good cookies at Blue Baker.
Very huge.
Yeah.
Very large.
Like, so this is big as my face.
So this is a cookie?
This is a cookie eating contest. Treats,
dude. Like, wow. This is like, yeah, it was a massive thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So give me the stats. How did you do?
We had to eat these cookies, and I can't remember the time. I know there were four of us 20, on a team.
Maybe a half hour or something like that.
And so you had to like keep rotating in and out, like when the person was like, I can't
tag
eat anymore.
Team.
Tag team.
So,
how many people on the team?
Four.
Four people.
Four humans.
Four people. Yeah. And I just remember at the end, we're like dunking these things in water just to soften them up to eat them.
It was painful.
And I had... seven large cookies.
Seven
eight,
for you.
For me.
Oh,
for
dipped, you. In, dipped in milk.
Time. Yeah. So it's like almost 30 cookies on the team. I mean, yeah. they were just
and as soon as it was over, I just remember going to the bathroom and throwing up
concrete. This is
it hurts.
Yes, concrete.
It hurts coming back up.
Yeah, okay. You could not get it out.
But my name was on that
trophy. No, it's on that trophy, and you can be able to show it to your kids
damn
forever.
Right.
Yeah, so this is my only question.
Yes.
At some point, did you kind of dial it back because you didn't want to ruin
cookies
for the future?
No.
See, that's why I only ate seven kolaches.
She did not.
I got to like the fifth kolache.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is about to be, I love kolaches. This is about to be ruined for me forever.
If many of you guys have been in this position, please feel free to weigh in. It is the worst idea ever to do an eating contest.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Shut your face. Here's the thing. here's the thing. Is that I was going against Joey Chestnut. I had no chance.
What are you supposed to do?
I'm going
to
ruin kolaches.
Of course you have to go.
I'm going to ruin kolaches and lose by 40 to Joey Chestnut.
Tap out, man.
Yeah.
Have some.
Yeah, think of
you
yourself.
Won.
In that scenario, you got to think of yourself.
You won. I got to think of my future.
Yeah, exactly. Katie sacrificed cookies. Her name's on a trophy. Sean can still eat kolaches. And he lost to Joey.
I would say by the dozen, but that's clearly not the case. The stats are online to prove that.
All right, stick around, guys. Stories you almost missed still coming up.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
And you thought you had bad neighbors.
Well, I love
that. A man has called 911 on his neighbors 647 times.
That's it. Since when?
To Florida we go.
Okay.
He's 72 years old. His name is Samuel Thomas. He was actually arrested for his latest 911 call.
As
he claimed someone was shooting an AR-15 rifle into the roadway.
Come on,
but when
bro.
The cops showed up, they only saw a family barbecue happening with small children at play.
Dude, that's absurd.
Then they went and talked to other neighbors who reported that, no shooting had taken place. Just your run-of-the-mill family BBQ. The neighbors said that Samuel has called 911 on them hundreds of times and frequently stops in front of their residence to yell obscenities at them.
What?
So he's the nuisance. According to police reports, this dude has made 3,400 calls to 911 this year alone. 16,000 calls within the last 5 years. So actually, 647 of 3,400.
How are they just now getting to this guy?
I don't know.
Because I was always raised to believe that if you mess up and accidentally dial 911 once, then it's like a serious offense. And I still choose to believe that is the case. I have no reason not to believe that is the case, and I would like to keep it that way because I don't think people should be wasting valuable resources like
that. No, eventually it does catch up
to you. How many? Five?
No one was sure
10?
Why police hadn't cut him off from calling before, but he has accused that neighbor of narcotic sales, firearms usage, disorderly conduct, suspicious activity. I mean, he kind of just runs through it.
Go
and
investigate
this is the
him.
Guy. This is the guy with a criminal record.
That's what?
So he's got multiple battery convictions, DUI, pot possession, disorderly intoxication, passing bad checks,
and
violating probation.
He's the guy that's calling the police.
Merch. Sure is. He's a 911 abuser. So he was arrested for stalking and filing a false report.
I am just
also
so
charged with the resisting arrest or tussling with the officers
so
when they
confused.
Tried to handcuff him.
Wow. Frito and Katie, is this Marilyn?
Yes, it is.
Marilyn, good morning. How are you feeling today?
I'm good. How about you?
Very, very well. Are you prepared to, are we still good to swing out your way and pick up a few cards after the show?
Yes, sir. I've got them all in boxes in my car, and there's only like five boxes, so and they're not big boxes.
You know, Kim,
that's what I was telling
that.
Him.
Yeah, I thought we were going to need like a U-Haul.
Yeah, he's
but
like, what? I'm like, nah, they're cards. Like this one right here's got 1,000
no,
in it.
No. These, but the thing is, what I do is I write them. I write a thank you note on a piece of notebook paper, and then I make copies of it, and I make like 100, 200 copies of that same note, and then I've got probably 200, 300 thank you notes that I've written, and then I make copies of them. And I've been doing this since they started. This is probably, what, the fourth year now, I guess. Third or fourth year.
Marilyn, I tell you, we are extremely excited to meet you.
Work smarter.
Yeah, absolutely. We are interested. Like, do you have any lunch recommendations since we're going to be out there? Like, I mean, is there anywhere? Where would you eat?
Well, there's that Trump Cafe. You make hamburgers.
Katie, that's what I said. Yeah.
We had to go there because they're opening more.
It's a massive viral thing. Okay.
Now they're open during lunch. Now I don't know how long they stay open in the afternoon, but they're open during lunch.
So on a scale of 1 to 10 on the burgers, what would you rate them?
I don't know. I've never eaten one.
Perfect.
We're ready. Get ready. We're loading the show up. We are headed to you. Actually, like pretty much like immediately.
After ten.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Bye.
By the way, you don't need 10,000 of your own cards to get us to head out and do a pickup. Like, it's by request. It's just whether it makes sense or not.
Yeah,
all
we'll
you gotta
do it for 5,000.
It's like, I don't know, dude. Like,
I picked up 50 in the Woodlands the other day.
Yes, you did.
Michelle from Chicago Title. She was awesome too.
Yeah. So remember, get at us if you're doing 10,000 for the troops and you need a way to get the cards into our hands. We want to do everything we can to help you out. All we need to do is holler at us. There's contact information and everything on thebullhouston.com, or just text us.
Yeah, use the text line. It's the same as the phone, 713-881-5500. Help us help you.
See y'all tomorrow.